WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Enrollment for healthcare through the marketplace ended yesterday, and without action from Congress, millions across the country will see a spike in premium prices in 2026. Premium tax credits through the Affordable Care Act help low- and middle-income families pay for their health insurance. Jeffrey Oswald is a family physician and medical director at the Wausau Free Clinic, which provides low-income and uninsured patients free primary care services. He says they have already seen an increase in patients annually since they opened in 2018.
Every year we've grown by about 25 to 50% more patients, and that's no different this year. We're up about 40% when compared to last year.
Oswald says if the tax credits expire, it would have a significant impact on the number of people eligible for care at the free clinic.
I think if there's a large influx of patients that need our services, it may take a while to get in. I can't speak for what that will be. I suspect it may be anywhere from 2 to 4 months.
The Wausau Free Clinic is a volunteer-run operation, and they're only open 2 half-days a week.
We definitely feel that there'll be more and more people that need our services. We just don't know if we can offer any more time slots for those people to come in. So we're very worried about what will happen if those subsidies aren't approved.
The U.S. Senate last week failed to advance 2 competing proposals aimed at addressing the coming lapse in coverage. Oswald says letting the tax credits expire would be catastrophic.
We're really concerned that there'll be so many individuals that need our services that we won't be able to be available to everybody who needs our services.
The U.S. House now takes up the issue, but both chambers are set to adjourn until January on Friday. The Northwoods Policy Network announced its launch last week. Maddie Schaefer has more.
The newly established policy and advocacy nonprofit was formed to advocate for the Northwoods. Executive Director Paul Shekelman is a doctoral candidate at Missouri State University's School of Defense and Strategic Studies. He says the group was formed after conversations with the community about the need for a collective voice for the Northwoods' interests.
We're working in anything from conservation, sporting, and natural resources to energy, local governance, manufacturing, new technology opportunities that are coming up with just the changing economy, kind of everything that'll touch a local community and its future is what we want to be able to work on.
He says the goal is to create a stronger voice in statewide decisions on growth, investment, and Wisconsin's economic future. The founding board includes Shekelman, along with Ben Dryden, founder of the Dryden Wire, who's the communications director, and Adam Jarkow, a lawyer and former state lawmaker from Balsam Lake. According to a statement, the network plans to produce unique research, develop bold and targeted policies, share stories of success and challenge, and elevate the voices of residents who believe in the potential of the Northwoods. Shekelman adds that part of the group's work will be helping residents understand how statewide policies affect the Northwoods.
A lot of it will be doing the long and complicated reading that, simply people don't have time for. What's actually in some of these bills, or what's in, why are certain policies this way, or why things happen? And then relating it back to how would I have this conversation with my dad or my neighbor?
He adds that the Northwoods Policy Network is open to residents, business owners, students, and community leaders.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is working on a new initiative to reduce wrong-way vehicle crashes. According to DOT officials, wrong-way crashes are not nearly as common as other crashes, but are often more severe. Through the initiative, the Department of Transportation installed 10 wrong-way driver alert systems across the state, which notify the DOT and law enforcement of wrong-way drivers for a faster response. The Lee Yockey Woodson Art Museum is hosting a trivia night this week. On Thursday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the museum's first trivia night will test your knowledge on a range of areas, including feathered facts, art history, and pop culture. Form a team and compete for prizes. Light refreshments and snacks will be provided. Registration is not required, and the event is free to attend. The museum is also currently showing their 50th Birds and Art exhibition until January 4th. For more information on the trivia night or on current exhibitions, visit lywam.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting nominations for the 2025 Wisconsin Ethical Hunter Award. Established in 1997, the award recognizes a licensed Wisconsin hunter who demonstrates exceptional ethics, character, and respect for others while in the field. Example of ethical actions include helping other hunters locate lost game or equipment, mentoring new hunters, or protecting natural resources. Anyone, including hunters or non-hunters, may nominate a licensed Wisconsin hunter for actions taken during the 2025 calendar year. Nominations must be submitted by January 31st and can be sent in by mail or email to the Wisconsin DNR. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
An easy win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin beat Central Michigan 88-61 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers guard John Blackwell did not play, recovering from an injury. So Hayden Jones, a 6'6" freshman from New Zealand, got his first start. When did he learn he'd be playing?
Yeah, so found out like 40 minutes before the game. Didn't really know what was happening until the lead up. Kind of knew JB was going to be so-so, but I was ready. Obviously had a bit of nerves going into it, but once got in there, it was just another game of basketball.
Jones finished with 6 points, 4 rebounds. NBA, the Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. NFL, Jordan Love in the concussion protocol after taking that shot to the helmet against the Bears. Left guard Aaron Banks.
What's the flag they called on that rough in the passer? I just don't get how guys get kicked out of game for taunting, but if you hit a quarterback late in the head, that has to be reevaluated. I think that's ridiculous.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the low to mid-30s by midday, and then temperatures will drop back into the lower 20s by late afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to the upper teens, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.